Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to episode number 14 of the Brian Kenny Podcast. Woo, woo. Okay, where should I begin? I feel like there has been a metric ton of things that have changed since my last podcast. I've tried to break them out into four little entities or stories, but there may be a little bit of going off on a tangent or a tangerine during this discussion. Hopefully you enjoy it. Okay, let's go. Point number one. One day of bad eating has led to like a dominoes of things, domino effect of things falling around me. So, I don't know, sometime last week or maybe over a week ago, I boldly started to kind of eat unhealthy versus I was on like this mad healthy buzz for a while. And because of that, then I went out and I had a few beers and like everything slowly started to, I wouldn't say deteriorate, but I was on a bit of a bold sprint. And it's crazy. Like I've tried to even reflect on the last week since that happened. And what's changed is I've less energy. I am eating very unhealthy. I don't have the same stamina when I'm in the office or in general. I'm not going for as many runs. There's just all of, just because of one specific thing, it's kind of led to this crazy domino effect that I am now very much aware of, and I'm going to bring it back on track. I'm going to get that green, healthy, raw juice drinking going on. I'm going to get back on my health buzz. I'm going to start going for runs again, and everything is going to be fine. But it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how just one teeny tiny little thing can upset the metric very quickly. Okay, point number two, helping others on their journey is really rewarding for me. So recently, I started to, I would say, look at the different people that I'm meeting with on a continual basis and start to think about how I can help them with little to zero reward to myself. Just by making introductions or making, you know, something move for them. And something huge happened last Wednesday where two people that I know very well got together and lots of sparks flew and good things happened. And I'm really not necessarily proud of the fact, but I was unaware of how rewarding that is to myself, even though I get nothing out of it. I think just the act itself has made me want to do more of that or to open doors for other people in any which way I can to help them on their journey. And yeah, no, people have done the same for me in the past as well. And I think I need to be grateful for that and to help other people through that. Okay, point number three, I should make macro decisions and put out micro fires. So I've noticed this happen. I've noticed this happen a lot. My head tends to be up in the clouds, looking at the bigger picture, not only in Minicorp, but in everything that I do. And I'm looking at where that's going to go, not in the next couple of weeks, but in the next couple of months or years. And I look at it in a very broad spectrum. But then when I'm in my day-to-day or when I'm actually doing something, I'm kind of putting out little micro fires on a daily basis. So I think that is my job for all intents and purposes. It's looking at what needs attention straight away, reacting and being able to extinguish that fire in a very pleasant and successful way. And putting out those fires allows me to also to focus on that macro, higher, bigger picture as well. And I'm finding lots of great success with that. Okay, point number four. I'm either all in or nothing. And this is something that is probably very relevant to point number one of the bad eating and falling off the bandwagon. And I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm very much the type of person that is either all or nothing at all. And that can come from That can be a positive thing when you apply it to, let's say, a project or to a business or to something healthy. But it can be a negative thing too. So, I don't know, like eating unhealthy, anything around the more negative space. So I guess I just need to channel that energy towards something that is positive, good for the long term, good for the macro, and yeah, apply that thing. Realize the type of person I am and focus it. But yeah, okay, so it's been a little bit of a quiet week for me on social media in general, primarily because we have a huge project that our first test is going to be in Frankfurt next Monday. So it's all, everybody in Minicorp is like fully focused on making that happen. And there isn't a ton of time for content creation or anything like that. But I promise we'll get back in the game. I'll get back in the game. I need to get into my Instagram stories. But also, don't forget to check out the vlogs. There'll be a link to the vlogs that will be in the show notes of this podcast as well. And I hope you enjoy them. Okay, thanks a million for listening. Hope you have an amazing whatever day you're listening to this on. And catch you at the weekend. Cheers, bye.